I'm Helen Goldwyn, and I had a really good time directing Salvation 9.
I can't believe you're unaware of how dangerous, how murderous and unstoppable they are.
Actually, I'm here to save them.
Why would you do that?
Long story, asking nicely, leave them in peace.
Doctor, that's nonsensical. It's obscene. Why would anyone want to save the Sontarans?
So this is a... I don't really know how to introduce this, but this is a brilliant twist on a familiar alien. Obviously, we've got the Sontarans here, who are very familiar to people who've watched the TV series as being very warlike and indomitable and will not ever submit to defeat. And then we've got a twist here where there's a whole vast array of Sontarans who've evolved because they've been isolated on this planet or this moon, and they've evolved into quite a different sort of creature who are peace-loving and gentle and complete antithesis of everything we know Sontarans to be. And from there stems a huge amount of marvellous comedy.
My name is Christopher Eccleston and I play the Doctor.
Halt immediately!
I'm halted! I'm 100% halted. I can't halt anymore.
It's just... there's mud.
What?
There's quite a lot of mud.
What?
Where you're heading, down there. I know the terrain very well, and it's rather muddy. You'll mess up your boots.
What?
It's something I enjoy in my work generally, is there's a great pleasure to be taken being a straight man, and that's what the Doctor has to be here. I think it's nice to see the Doctor genuinely surprised the innocence of the Sontarans and how bad they are at acting when they have to try and be evil and they're rubbish at it. I love that.
I'm Tim X-Atak and I had the best time in the world whilst writing Salvation 9.
I never thought I'd see the day. I'm on a roller coaster here.
If part of you is malfunctioning, we can amputate it.
Thanks. No.
Well, this started out as me wanting to write a kind of like a Seven Samurai sort of story. In fact, for a while, I would think I was pitching an idea literally set in feudal Japan and featuring a different kind of monster. But when I thought about maybe a peaceful village employing the Doctor to protect them from a threat, I thought it would be great for it to be the Sontarans, you know, kind of like, oh no, the Sontarans are coming. But then I just thought it would be so much more interesting if kind of like you flipped it and... what if it was the Sontarans in peril and peaceful Sontarans? So it was a puzzle for the Doctor to solve as well as a ticking clock towards the innocent being slaughtered.
Hello, I'm Dan Starkey and I play Lops, Ilenx and the fearsome Henks. This is a delightful story featuring the Sontarans in a way that we've never seen them before. Again, here's sort of like Salvation 9. This is a group of Sontarans who have evolved in isolation from the rest of the Sontaran race and, you know, They're thoroughly nice and wholesome. They're delightful cabbage patch Sontarans. It's a really nice concept for a story, seeing how the Sontarans could be without war. And it's engineered in a very nice way. You know, some of it's retrospective. The Doctor's sort of telling the story sort of like after the fact and it's all happened. And yeah, it's just really quite satisfying to see sort of how it foregrounds, you know, how nice the Niners are and how sort of horrible and flat-headed and awful the Sontarans, the actual Sontarans are. You know, Henks, when he sort of meets what his species could become, is completely horrified by this kind of like, you know, a more recognisably organic and functional society they've got there. And, they're just terribly well-disposed towards the universe.
500 miles from a plug socket, wrapped in one huge tentacle bowler hat on my head, and he looks at me and he says, Doctor, I think you should have left it in the oven.
I don't get it.
Lops is great fun, because when we first meet him, and he's very aggressive, just like a Sontaran would be, so certain bits of the Sontaran sort of like programming kick in times of adversity, but actually he's just generally extremely well disposed towards things. You know, he's a happy part of a functional community and is delighted by the adventure the Doctor sort of drags him on. And it's a whole thing of There's a nice, yeah, as with some of the other Sontarans, there's this childish enthusiasm he's got for something. He's like, oh, great, you got a shooting range? Oh, fantastic. And then he finds out that guns actually aren't that fun. And actually, it's not quite fun just being shot in a war. So they're robust. But yeah, these Sontarans, these Niners, have found out that, yeah, war isn't all it's cracked up to be. And yeah, he's of a sunny disposition. And everyone seems to get on very well. So he's a product of that society.
I see some cobbled together biotech around, but no base stations or ships. How do you charge up?
Incredible. He makes no sense. Say more nonsense, stranger.
So yeah, it's similar Sontaran voice to how they would be, but just with the anger taken out. So quite a lot of time.
It's get urgent and aggressive at some point. If someone's going to hurt themselves, but then most of the time it's actually quite it's much more. The eyebrows are up, and the world is full of delight. Oh yes, isn't this fun?
I tend to write from start to finish. I tend to kind of like hit the ground running as much as I possibly can, and sort of throw myself into the story, and not really know what's necessarily entirely going to happen, or at least not know how people are going to completely react to the circumstances that they're in. So I think that's always pretty good for a Doctor Who story, when you kind of, you know, you want to have a sense of discovery as you're moving along. So for instance, there was one bit of it that I had no idea how I was going to get out of it until I wrote it, and that was the moment where Gaznak takes off her helmet on the battlefield. I had no idea how I was going to write my way out of that one until I had Hanks say the words that he says and go, well, actually, this figures. I've seen this before.
Hi there, my name is Josie Lawrence, and I'm playing Gaznak.
Well, sometimes the universe just gives you a kick up the backside. There's no doubt, this shows it. You're a new species. You're a fundamentally different life form.
How did that happen?
Yes, how? We weren't asked.